News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Those protests, reports on the M3 of significant disturbances, reports again, as you heard, on the M1 of significant disturbances. This despite the fact that the protests have theoretically stood down. With us is John Dallin, who is a Kildare farmer, also one of the organisers of the protests. John, what's going on this morning?
Good morning. And just to clarify, I'm not actually one of the organisers. I'm one of the people that's just involved in the protest, and I'm just doing. I was just asked to do spokesman for the people of Ireland. Now, I want to emphasise.
Well, you're doing spokesperson for the protest. That gives you an organisational role.
Well, no, and I wouldn't go there now, to be quite honest with you. But to be quite honest,
you're literally going there right now, John. You're a spokesperson.
Well, a spokesperson, yeah. Well, just to clarify here now, this protest really is all about the people of the island of Ireland. They want their voice heard.
John, with the greatest of respect, you've no mandate from the people of Ireland, and you've just said you don't have a mandate from the protests even themselves. So let's stick with the spokesperson for the protest. What's happening with the protest this morning?
We can argue that, but I'm not going to go into that anyway, right? The people of Ireland.
No, sorry, John, I don't want to know about the people of Ireland. I'd like to know about the protests. What's happening with the protests this morning?
Right. Well, the protest this morning, as I said to you, this is the people of Ireland's protest.
It's a protest by hauliers, agricultural workers and farm labourers. Can you tell us what's happening with the protests this morning?
Well, I really don't know what's happening out there because I've no control over it. Now, that's been straight up. The people themselves, the protest is all about the economy. People are crying out.
Does anybody have any control over it this morning?
Sorry?
Does anybody have any control over it this morning?
No, nobody has any control over it this morning.
Have you any idea what the plan is?
Well, as I said, the people are crying out there to save our economy. That's simple as that.
People will be sitting this morning thinking, I'd like to get to work and I'd like to get my kids to school, and I've been told that these protests are over by those involved in the protests. You're now saying there are protests, but you don't know what's happening or what the plan is. Does anybody know what the plan is?
No, and nobody knows what the plan is. That's been straight out there. It's the government now. The government came out with all these stupid things, like Micheál Martin said, more or less calling people who was protesting thugs. Then I was going to a meeting the other day up in Ag House. We were being welcomed in. Then we weren't being welcomed in. Then we went up. The doors were shut in our face. The local Minister of Agriculture there, Martin Hayden. Now, there's a lot of controversy around all of this because, to be quite honest with you, the government needs to answer to a lot of questions how this protest escalated where it is, and it was the government that escalated where it is. They're going on about the protesters as holding the country to ransom, and I want to put that into reverse psychology because it's the government themselves is holding the country to ransom.
Okay, now the end result of all of this, John, was you got a huge package of measures, €500 million, which has been seen as a massive victory for yourself and the others involved in the protest. You got a drop in excise duty, you got temporary measures in respect of green diesel and a whole raft of other measures. Is that your objectives achieved?
Yeah, I tell you, if you went to the kerosene, they should have done something for the old people on the kerosine. Look, I mean, they got real vice in
just
that.
Just to be clear, so you regard that as job done, objectives achieved?
That's not for me to actually say. Don't forget.
Well, it is for you to say, John. What's your view? You can give your own personal opinion. Do you think that's your objectives achieved?
Well, I welcome from a farmer's point of view and a contractor's point of view. I welcome the 22 cents on the green diesel. But as regards the other thing, I think this is where people are coming from. The people commuting to work, putting petrol in the car, there was only 10 cents of that. But and the kerosene for the heating of the houses for old people or people that use as kerosene.
John, I don't mean to be pedantic here, but you drew the country to a halt last week to achieve a set of objectives. You've got a €500 million measure. Does that deliver your objectives?
Well, do you know something? We can argue all this all day.
No, I don't want to argue. I just want an answer.
Excuse me. Listen to me now. This protest is out of my hands. It escalated to somewhat so big, and I don't know where it's going to end. But it's the government's fault.
Now, yeah, indeed. We have that, John. But people who are part of this protest will listen and say, I've been listening to John Dolan now for a couple of days. More than that, talking, fighting our case on media. Here he is again. Does he think we achieved what we set out to achieve? That's a legitimate question from your own protesters.
Right.
Did you?
We achieved something small, but this is something way bigger now that I have no control over it. And that's exactly where I'm coming from. I'll tell you where it is now gone to. It's gone to the stage that it seems like, looking out there, that the people of the island of Ireland have no confidence in this government anymore.
John, thank you very much. That is John Dolan, who is Kildare farmer and protest organiser.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.